Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
As a former professional photographer, one tool I used a lot was the Adobe Suite. I used, Lightroom, Photoshop, all these different tools. And I find myself, as time goes on, using them less and less, partly because I'm no longer a professional photographer, but also because these tools kind of are a little bit dated, and there's a lot easier ways to, integrate image editing into your workflow through tools like Canva, et cetera. However, Adobe just released some really powerful AI tools that we're going to talk about today that may bring them back into the game, make them relevant once again in the image editing industry. So before we get into that, Jamie, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, every week, Jamie and I record a bonus episode over on our school community that we don't release anywhere else. This week, we created a video where we explained how to use Lovable to create full-on, not just pretty UI, which is what I've used it for a lot in the past. I've used Lovable a lot. I've spent multiple days of my life, and I'm on the $300 a month tier. So am I a pro Lovable user? I would like to say yes. And we just created a whole video explaining how you can actually create full tools where you're integrating databases, logins, authentication, and also plug into different AI models all inside of Lovable. It is very cool. If this sounds interesting to you, so basically beyond just making a pretty UI, you can make a fully functioning tool, a fully functioning product or app and website with logins, everything on Lovable. If that's interesting to you, go check out our school community. There's a link in the description, and our video that we just recorded today, our most recent episode, walks you through how to do that and how I did that. So if you're interested, go check it out. Link in the description to the school community. All right, let's get into Adobe and everything that they have just launched. So the first thing is that they have a AI assistant for Adobe Express and Adobe Photoshop. And like Jamie, I, growing up, was an absolute pro at Photoshop. As a kid, we had it like on the computer in our, we had like a schoolroom in our house, and we had it on the computer, and I would spend hours and hours every day. I think it's like what I used to use for essentially like what Figma would do today, like designing websites. I used to do it all on Photoshop. I would do everything on there. I never use Photoshop now, and I have not for years. It's basically been replaced by Canva because it's so much easier and quicker and more simple. And every time I want to do something, I don't have to go to YouTube and watch a tutorial on how to change the opacity of the background of an image and fade it. It's just like Canva made it so easy. But I think that all is not lost for Photoshop, and also for a lot of the Adobe tools. I still use Premiere for video editing is like the main thing I pay my subscription to Adobe for. But I think that integrating a ton of these AI tools and simplifying their platform could bring them back to be competitive for a lot of people. And I think this is the direction that they're trying to take. So right now they have this new AI assistant. Jamie, in your opinion, like, I guess, tell us about the assistant and like, is this going to be useful enough?
Yeah, you know, I think that the assistant part of it could be useful. I think the problem is if you're not a professional, you're not really going to pay to use Adobe tools anyways. And I feel like the AI assistant is more of a beginner friendly, like, I think I know what I want this image to look like, but I don't, you know where the tool is and how to, you know, adjust it. So you're just going to ask, hey, can you make this have more contrast, you know, which will save you, which, you know, to someone who's a beginner, I think is a valuable tool. But if you're not a professional, you're not going to be paying to use the Adobe suite. Although I guess this is for the Express, which Photoshop Express, which I believe is free. So yeah, it depends on, I guess, you know, how much you're actually using this tool, if it'll be of value to you. But I think some of the other features they released are actually more valuable from a professional standpoint. But yeah, what are your thoughts on the assistant?
I think it's interesting. I actually kind of love it. Some people I know will definitely think that's like you mentioned, it's not really for power users. Like, oh, this is just kind of for beginners. I think a lot of people are interested in getting into Adobe and Photoshop and all the Adobe tools because they're, you know, best in class for a lot of things. But for new people, I do think this is going to be really interesting. Like you mentioned, for pros, this might not be the best in the world. But like, basically what you can do, like if you have like a you know, they have a demo where it's like a picture of a soda can and it's just on a plain background. And then you say like, you know, add a hand holding the can. And all of a sudden it like generates a hand like holding that can, which is cool. And then it's like, make it pineapple themed. And it's throwing like pineapples all around the background. And it's like, give it a blue tropical twist. And it's like putting like this like blue font. So like, to me, this is the future of editing in a way. Like, if you don't know, like if anyone's been inside of Photoshop or a lot of these different Adobe tools, there's like 1,000 buttons and 1,000 settings. And if you don't know where everything is, it's super overwhelming. And it's like what drove me away from Photoshop, you know, even as someone that I would have said was pretty good with it. Because every time they would change the UI, they'd be like, new design, and like all the buttons are in different places, and I'm like, okay, I literally give up. Like, you guys, yeah. It's so complicated. Yeah. I memorize where every little tiny button you have is, and then you change it, I'm like, okay, forget this. So I think that this is definitely like, to make it easy and simple, is just have a chat bar, tell it what you want it to do. Now, the problem with the chat bar and telling it what you want it to do, that a lot of people say, is it's like not super, it can be kind of frustrating. I've noticed with ChatGPT, sometimes I'll try to make a graphic completely with ChatGPT, like a thumbnail for one of these podcasts, for example. And I'll be like, okay, like, you know, upload a picture of Jamie and I. And I'm like, okay, I'll put Jamie and I on the cover and then like put us like both looking shocked as like, you know, OpenAI's data centers exploding and the GPUs are melting, right? Like, say something like crazy like that. And then I'm like, and put like this text at the bottom that's like, you know, GPUs are melting. Okay, then so it generates the thumbnail, but like the font GPUs are melting is like cut off, or like it's like, yeah, not, you know, it's not centered or something. And I'm like, okay, like center it. And then like when it centers it, it changes the whole image. So it like, it adds these things that are basically kind of frustrating, where you can't edit just one component without messing up the whole photo. This is kind of the frustration with just completely doing it. So there is a solution that Adobe has been working on, another update we saw that I think solves that problem, which these two launches they have together are pretty exciting for me. And that is that Adobe Firefly Image 5, that's kind of like their image generation model that Adobe has, they have support for layers, meaning one of the things I really loved about Photoshop back in the day was you have like all of these different, Canva has it too, but you have different layers in an image. So you might make an image that looks pretty and there's like one layer is like the person on top of it. One layer is like the title. One layer is like the description or the text. Like, you basically have a whole bunch of different pieces of this image, a whole bunch of images. They're all layers. The problem with something like ChatGPT is it's one shot, one PNG, just one file. It generates the whole thing. If Adobe is doing layers, that's pretty exciting because now you can just click on one layer, like the font layer or the image layer or the background layer, and say, just edit like this one component, and it's not going to mess up the whole thing. So to me, that's actually pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, yeah, that I've had a ton of frustration as well with image generators like OpenAI. If you're trying to do, especially if you're trying to do graphic design type stuff with layers and or a YouTube thumbnail, you know, it's going to be, you know, what you get is what you get. But with here, you have the layers, you can adjust stuff. And I think some of these tools are going to allow someone who's maybe not a professional photographer or image editor be able to do, like, maybe a marketing person could get the results they want without having to pay another additional staff member, you know, to do all the photography editing and things like that. So I think that's cool. Another really important thing to mention with this, the layers feature, is that the image model can work with native resolutions up to 4 megapixels, which may not seem a ton. Their previous model was 1 megapixel, but that is still, that is like a lot higher resolution, is what I'm saying, than some of the other image generators. Even like Nano Banana is pretty good with Gemini, but you're still going to get like a, you know, like a 500 by 500 pixel image. Yep. That's not really that usable. Where here, you know, you could use this to, for marketing materials, for brochures, you know, pretty, that's not like a huge resolution, but that's, it's good enough to work with, is what I'm saying.
Yep. I think it's pretty cool. One other thing that I wanted to mention that they do that's pretty sweet. I know we've been talking a lot about photo. They also have the ability for you to toggle and do video generation. They have a whole editor for this where you can do video generation. So now you do image, video. They have a whole editor for it. And then they've also just added music and audio. So you can actually generate music. Or I guess, yeah, I think that you do like soundtracks and speech inside. And I think they actually just plugged into 11 Labs for this. So it's not like they did like a homegrown AI model for it. But still, I'm excited because you can, like, basically your whole creative process, you're getting access to a lot of awesome tools in one place. If you use this tool for creating and editing videos or images, now you can start adding speech, you can do soundtracks, and kind of build everything all in one place, which is pretty cool. If you're really a pro user, you might still just have like all of your custom settings in 11 Labs and switch between the two tools. I just find I do that a lot because on 11 Labs, like I have a clone of my voice. Like maybe I'm not even on this podcast right now. Maybe my voice clone is too. You would never know. But no, I actually do. I have a bunch of projects where I have like a clone of my voice and I use that, but you can't tie that like voice clone into a platform like this. And so there's like a bunch of custom things. If you're really a pro user, you're probably still going to be toggling between 11 Labs and something like this. But I do think it's cool that they brought in some of the default voices for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Well, hey, if you enjoyed this podcast or got any value out of it, we'd really appreciate a rating or review wherever you listen. Those really help us out a lot to create more content like this. And again, be sure to check out our AI Hustle School community if you want to take your skills to the next level and learn how to actually grow your business and make money using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.